Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. We saw at the end of the last Perek, the last Mishnah, that there are five scenarios where a behema is a muad. And we saw that when it comes to regel and shein, those two avos nezikin, unlike keren, which requires the animal goring three times, when it comes to shein and regel, those damages, those avos nezikin, those categories of damages, is muad from the start, meaning the animal is a muad from the start with respect to those avos nezikin. And this perek is going to basically be zeroing in on the different avos nezikin of shor, and it's going to start out with regel, it's going to move to shein, and it's going to deal with keren as well. So here we begin. Ketzad haregel moedes. So when is a behema a muad with respect to regel? The shaber b'derech hilucha. A behema is a muad when in the course of its normal walking, it breaks things with its feet by stepping on them. Habehema mu'edes lehalech kidarka u'leshaber. Now the Mishnah seems to be a little repetitive, or very repetitive seemingly, and then it says that a behema is a mu'ad to walk in its normal way and break things. So what is the difference between the first part, the first statement of leshaber b'derech hilucha and habehema mu'edes lehalech kidarka u'leshaber? So the Bar Tanura and the Gemara itself explains that the first statement, the Gemara says that's referring to the Av of Regel. That's the Av. That's the Av Mezikin, is Regel, which is where it's mamish damaging with its Regel, with its feet. That's why it says, Ketzad haRegel mu'edes l'shaber v'derech hilucha. And then, the second statement of Habe'ema mu'edes l'alech kedarka l'shaber, the Rav explains that, again, when I say the word the Rav, in Mishnayis, it means the Bar Tanura. And in many, if not most of these cases, he's quoting the Gemara. So this second statement of Habehema Mu'edes Ha'alei Kedarka is not referring to the Av Nezikin. It's referring to the Tolda and the different Toldos of Regel. And we had already pointed out that the Toldos of Regel, so for example, when the animal, while it's walking, will bump into a wall, knocking it down, again, in the course of its regular, normal work walking. And this could be with its body, it could be with things it's carrying. Continuing on in the Mishnah, Ha'isa Miva'etes, if the Behema was kicking, not walking normally, but it was kicking with what's called kavanaso lahazik, intent to do damage. Now, how do you go into the intent of the behema? So it means that the nature of the activity is damaging activity, like kicking. Right? Kicking is not a, it's not an activity that it does for itself in an ordinary, like it's ordinary walking. Haisa biva'etes. So it's kicking. Osha hayat sroros minatzin mitachas lagreha. Or if little stones or pebbles were shooting out from its feet while it's walking normally. So we have here where the animal either is kicking and it damages something, or it's not kicking, it's involved in its normal walking. And while it's walking, it goes ahead and pebbles or stones, tsroros, fly out from its feet. And in the course of this, shivra esa kalim, and kalim subsequently are damaged by these activities, either because the animal kicked the kli, or because a stone, a pebble, a little stone, shot out from its feet while it was walking and damaged the kli. So the Mishnah says, Mishalim chatzi nezek. The Baal, the owner of the behema, in that case, will not pay the full nezek, even though the damage is emanating from the feet of the behema. This is not regel, the av nezikin of regel, where one is chayiv to pay nezek shalim, but rather what we have here are two different activities that the Torah says you're only chayiv chati nezek when done, and both of them are done with the regel. The first one, as we saw in the last Mishnah, in the previous parak, when an animal kicks with its feet and damages, that's kavanasa lahazik, that is activity. It is also non-normative for a behema to do, and therefore this is the Nezikin, this is the damager of Keren, and Keren, as we had explained last week, comes with the chiyuv of chatzi nezek. Half the damages are awarded to the one who is damaged from the damager. The Gemara actually discusses whether this is a regular chiyuv mamon or a chiyuv knas. That's not for us right now. Then, the second case, where the pebbles were shooting out from the feet of the behema in its normal course of walking, is not a scenario that obligates one in chatzi nezek because it's keren, because it's in the category of the damager of keren, but rather even though this is in the world of regel, this is an example as the Gemara gives where the tolda of regel is not like regel itself in that one does not pay nezek shalem. This is because unlike a person whose damages both with his body, let's say with his hand or his foot, is chayiv the full amount. And not only if he damages with his hand, but even with his koach, if he throws something, he is also obligated nezek sholem, and there's no difference. If a person damages while walking, where he's not supposed to be walking, there's no difference if he damages with his foot or with pebbles that shoot out from his foot. But when it comes to an animal, the koach, the force of the animal, is not like the goof of the animal. When the animal damages, when the behemoth damages with its goof, the owner, the baal abehema, is chayiv nezek sholem. When the animal, the behema, damages with its koach, and in this case, the pebble shooting out from its foot that damages is damaging from the koach of the animal. So the baal habehema, the owner of the behema, will only pay. This is halacha l'moshe misinai. Based on halacha l'moshe misinai, when the animal damages with its koach, like by tzroros, there is a chiyuv for regel, but not the classic chiyuv. Rather, it's chatzi nezek. We continue on in the Mishnah. Darsa al hakli. Vishibarto. If the behema stepped on a kli and broke it, v'nafal al kli v'shibarta. And a piece of that kli, let's say you had a little a bowl, stepped on a bowl and it cracked, and then a piece of the let's say glass bowl went ahead and flew out and landed al kli on another kli and shibro and broke it. So al harishon. So on the first kli that the behema stepped on, he's mishalim nezek shalim. He pays the full, the owner of the behema pays the full nezek, the full damages. Be'ala achron, mishalem chatzi nezek. And on the achron, on the second kli that was damaged by the first kli, the bala behema is chayiv only chatzi nezek. Now the Mishnah goes on and shows how this is not lav davka with a behema, with an animal like a cow, but you have this applying to not only other domesticated animals besides the shore, but also it applies, these halachas of damages, applies also to someone who owns chickens. Hatarnagolim muadim lahalech kidarkan ulishaber. Chickens are also muad when they damage in the course of their normal walking, and they go ahead and break kalim. The owner, once again, will be chayiv to pay nezek shalem for the damage. However, hayadalil kashur biraglav. However, if there was some type of object tied to this chicken's legs, some have it as a dali, a bucket was attached to the legs, to the leg of a chicken. Osha hayah mahades, or it was hopping on its feet. Umishaber zakelim, and it broke a kli. Mishalem chatzi nezek. The bala tarnagol will, in that case, pay chatzi nezek. What are these two cases? So the truth is, the Gemara with its Rishonim have different mahalchim here, but the simple pshat given by the Bartanura is as follows: that we're talking here where, in case one, there is something attached to the leg of the tarnagol, and the tarnagol goes ahead and, with its foot or leg, tosses this thing that's attached to it while it is walking, and it's normal walking, and that kli that's attached to the leg, that dalil that's attached to the leg of the tarnagol, in the normal course of walking, damages. And that, the Bartanura explains, is the nezek of tsroros. The owner of the tarnagol will only pay chatzi nezek. And even though the dalil was attached to the regel of the tarnagol at the time when it damaged, this is still considered tsroros because the dalil actually was tossed independent of the leg, and therefore it's considered like a separate entity. Now, this is a big issue because we know that a animal that is driving a wagon, the wagon, when it damages, is not considered sroros, it's considered something attached to the animal. But here, again, this is considered independent because it is being tossed and it's not being dragged along like a wagon. Now, in case of the animal hopping and breaking the kli, and based on this, tarnagol, in its normative type of hopping around, goes ahead and kicks up pebbles and stones and breaks a kli. Once again, this is classic sroros, in which one pays chatzi nezek. Now, mitzvah Hashem, when you learn the Gemara, you get to the Gemara, we will see that whether one is chayiv chatzi nezek because his behema kicked something and it's the tolda of keren, or whether or not it's the case of the pebble shooting out and one is chayiv chatzi nezek as a tolda of regel called sroros, it's not just a question of which category it falls under, keren or regel. There are fundamental differences between the two, one being that you will see that Karen,
the Chatzi Nezek, we're going to Paskin, is going to be a Knas, and not a regular Chiyuv Mamon. Tzroros is a regular Chiyuv Mamon, a compensatory payment. There might be other Nafkaminas as well. This the Gemara is going to discuss on Gimel Amid Beis. We'll get there, Amir Hashem, very soon. Adkan.